Yes, sir.
Are you in Louisiana or here?
I'm here.
Well, by God, it just shows that you won the election, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
By God, it's the first time I've had you in the last 12 months where I could find you in Washington. Whenever I wanted you and needed you, by God, you'd taken off for the tall timber and you out fanning them. And now when you want me, by God, you can get me awful easy. Bob, I talked to Clark Clifford, I told you the other day, and asked him to look into this thing. He talked to me today and said that he had looked into it and asked me for what I wanted to do, and I said, you look at that, and if you can, with propriety and with honor, do that. I want it done. So you'll be hearing from him, and I hope the message will be good, and I think it will be, and you'll have to tell him who else to tell, and but I wanted you, nobody has ever talked to me about it but you, and I opened it for you, and I want to permanentize it for you if I don't do anything else, if I can, with propriety.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Actually, Mr. President, when you really get down to it, he can do it. In this respect, he's worried about the about people saying, well, the long range cost is $200 million at the present level and all that. But that can be cut even as a long range cost in the half just at first blush by saying, well, it's a long range thing. We're not going to plan to put more than one division there. You've got two divisions there right now. You've got 36,000 men in that base, and then that cuts it half. And then he could say that at the beginning, all we're going to do is just put, rather than build what we're going to put there, rather than making it a temporary structure, we'll make it a permanent structure, and that wouldn't raise the cost more than about 10%. And if you kind of go along on that basis...
Well, I don't know about details. I know two things. I want to, you're my friend, and I want to, you to be my friend as long as I live.
Well, I
want to be yours, and I want him to do it, and I've told him to do it, if he can do it with honor, and you ought to hear from him tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Thank you. My love to you and your folks.
Well, I love you, Mr. President. Thanks a million.